Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. On the surface level, this is like a no-brainer. Yeah, we know. God has more in his mind, in his heart, in his understanding. I mean, he holds all the universe together. He has more figured out than we do. But I love to think about this verse from the perspective of the one that loves me the most knows everything. And so can it impact my life when even things I don't know, don't see coming, God's hand of protection and God's guidance by his Spirit is there for me. So let that sink into your soul for a moment. Be reminded that his ways are higher, his ways are greater than you could ever comprehend, and yet he is the God that is for you. See, we often try to fit God into our own limited understanding, our narrow perspective, but his ways are beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination, and yet he loves to reveal it to us because he doesn't want us just following him in the dark. No, he's given us his word, he's given us his holy scripture, and he's given us the community of faith to strengthen us in our own understanding so that we can follow him even in the seasons where we don't understand. When I can't see the big picture, I can still surrender my plans to him, my desires, my dreams to him, because he has something perfect in mind for every single one of us. So when it's not going according to my plan or your plan, when I'm facing unexpected challenges or setbacks, I can bank on the truth that his ways are higher, his thoughts are greater, and he cares about me. I love to connect this verse with 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has understood the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So this Old Testament passage from Isaiah is saying God's ways are higher. But this new covenant revelation from 1 Corinthians 2, Paul says we can have the mind of Christ. So we can trust him and not lean on our own understanding, but his infinite wisdom and the power of his ability to create his plan in our life where we can find peace and joy and hope, because we know that ultimately God is good and has good things in store for us. So we might not know it all, but we can have the mind of Christ. Christ who walked obediently, perfectly with the Father. We can have that same mentality and that same revelation as God is leading and guiding us by his word, by his Holy Spirit, and with the church family around us. Let me lead you in a prayer. Say this with me. Dear God, I believe you know best and you care about me the most. When I don't know the way to go, I can rely on you fully because you see the beginning and the end all together. And I believe by your goodness, you're giving me the mind of Christ that I can understand your will and the way forward to walk in victory, peace, and joy because you're with me and you're above me and you're for me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.